big day ahead here. It's a Wednesday. Time for tax reform. That's what the president says at a White House sit down with senators. We'll talk about that. Plus, the DOJ should prosecute Comey, says the White House. What happened? Come on, Hillary, get over it. $2 trillion in money. That's what we've gotten so far from Trump. And the summer of Trump hate continues nevertheless. Plus, if you deny climate change, you will be tarred and feathered. You'll be given a scarlet letter. You'll be drummed right out. Trust me, the liberals will have none of it. But I will be here to defend you right here on the Steve Gruber Show.
This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Oh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, it's a Wednesday, another very busy day because there is so much going on, a lot of catching up to do. So we're going to get to all of that. Let's start with the president's meeting at the White House. A bipartisan meeting of senators, three Democrats, three Republicans, joined the president for dinner at the White House. He is aiming to win their support for his as-of-yet-unreleased tax overhaul bill that would be written by Republican leaders. His guests include Joe Manchin of West Virginia, Heidi Heitkamp of North Dakota, Joe Donnelly of Indiana, all three vulnerable in this upcoming 2018 midterm election. All considered to be very likely to be replaced by Republicans. So they know their jobs are on the line. They are the only three Democratic senators who haven't signed on to a list of conditions for supporting any tax legislation, that it not add to the federal deficit, that it not increase the burden on the middle class, and that it go through the regular order process in Congress. In reaching out to them, Trump is amplifying a White House strategy that seems squarely aimed at Democrats. It calls for the president to rally support for tax legislation by visiting states he won in 2016, where a Democratic senator is up for re-election. It's a good strategy for him. It's a good strategy to reach out and have them to the White House. Manchin, for example, faces re-election in West Virginia, a state that Trump won by 42 points. 42 points. Said any plans must not add to the national debt. That I agree with. I don't want to increase the national debt, but you do that by cutting back, not by taking more of my money, not by taking from my family and my children and my business at 35%, the highest tax rate in the industrialized world. It's time to let the American people keep more of their own money. You know, this income tax has only been around since 1913. The death tax has only been around since 1917. And I'll get to that more in a minute, because the death tax that the left would have you believe helps the middle class does tremendous damage to the middle class. It's just another scheme to take money away from the middle class and hurt people. There's no question about it. We'll get into that more a little bit later. Meanwhile, a lot going on that I want to try to keep up on. I found this to be an attention getter for me yesterday for sure. Sarah Huckabee Sanders out there on the podium doing her White House press briefing. And the topic of James Comey comes up. His improper actions, his apparent perjury in front of Congress. He apparently lied to Congress when he said no conclusion had been reached at this point and that point. And now evidence has surfaced, very clear evidence, that James Comey, at least 2 months before doing this grand stage thing in July, on the 5th of July, 2016, when he said that Hillary Clinton was reckless but certainly shouldn't be prosecuted, we all know now that he had arrived at that conclusion 2 months previous to that. And the White House now says The Department of Justice should certainly look at prosecuting James Comey. Listen to exactly what she had to say. Go.
The president was 100% right in firing James Comey. He knew at the time that it could be bad for him politically, but he also knew and felt he had an obligation to do what was right and do what was right for the American people. I think there's no secret. Comey, by his own self-admission, leaked privileged government information. Weeks before President Trump fired him, Comey testified that an FBI agent engaged in the same practice, they'd face serious repercussions. I think he set his own stage for himself on that front. His actions were improper and likely could have been illegal. Comey leaked memos to the New York Times, your own outlet. He politicized an investigation by signaling he would exonerate Hillary Clinton before he ever interviewed her or other key witnesses. He's very happy with the decision he made, and I think he's been fully vindicated by a lot of those new things and knowing that it was the right one.
On the tail end of that, Republican senators, at least one, wants the full transcripts from Comey's staff member interviews as well. Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin demanding full transcripts from interviews the Office of Special Counsel conducted with former FBI staffers for James Comey. James Comey crossed the line here. The fact that a special counsel has been convened because James Comey was terminated from his position is absurd. The more you learn, the more you realize how politically motivated the whole special counsel truly is. And Robert Mueller is James Comey's buddy. Robert Mueller should take long to consider how his reputation will be besmirched and ruined forever if he continues down this path. Robert Mueller be well advised that his reputation, the one that everybody says is so spectacular and beyond reproach and so on and so forth, he ought to consider how this special counsel process could possibly damage his reputation permanently. Meanwhile, the investigation the Clinton lawyers accused of deleting emails has been ordered. If you didn't hear this, this is another big deal. I mean, like I said, there's a lot going on today and a lot to keep up with. A Maryland County judge ordered the state bar to investigate three lawyers accused of deleting thousands of Hillary Clinton's emails. Just when you thought the email investigation might not be going anywhere, a circuit judge steps up. Circuit Judge Paul Harris Jr. ruled Monday that the attorney Grievance Commission and Office of Bar Counsel for the Maryland Office of Bar Counsel must, that's a must, not maybe, whenever you get to it, it's a must, look into complaints against Cheryl Mills, Heather Samuelson, and David Kendall, citing allegations of destroying evidence. Destroying evidence, according to the Washington Times newspaper. The ruling came after Ty Clevenger, an attorney in New York City, filed the complaint. He's the same guy who was recently denied files from the FBI related to Clinton's email investigation due to what the Bureau called a lack of public interest. There's no public interest in pursuing this, the FBI said as they circled their wagons, realizing the ship is taking on water and James Comey's behavior is going to be, well, it's going to have consequences. And the behavior of all of these people inside this group, there's going to be consequences. As they flail around and try something, anything to hang on Donald Trump, the real crimes are starting to emerge. Obstruction of justice, yes, but not from Donald Trump. Collusion, absolutely, but not from Donald Trump. Oh, it's going to be an interesting fall after a very busy summer. 14 after on a Wednesday, we'll be right back.